What do you call the thing that you're sitting in now?
What you sit in?
Uh-huh.
Chair.
Mm-hmm. What about this thing here?
That's a couch. Some of them call it a couch. I don't know what they call it.
Do you ever hear any other names for it?
Huh?
Do you ever hear any other names people used to call it?
No, I've never heard of them.
What about a soap?
Soap? Well, I guess that may be the name they call it. I don't know. Now, you take the disease. You take, used to call it dropsy. These doctors don't call it dropsy now.
What do they call it?
Grouch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's several names that get changed. They change the name of the lots of that medicine, too, that they used to give.
What kinds of medicine do people used to give?
Calamine, old Calamine. Mm-hmm. And good big old, I don't know what, it looked like about a half-pound bottle. It's round, tall bottle. Calamine, the Calamine bottles were about that high, they were square. And quinine bottles are that high. Laudanum bottles, those little flat ones.
Mm-hmm.
Her God, that baby, that's what they give babies for colic. Her God.
You can't buy that now.
You buy laudanum, her God. Iodine either.
What kinds of things do people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Some of them have little old baskets. Call them clothes baskets. They're made them out of white oak.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to make. Pick cotton, you get a sack full of pick, pour it in the basket and slump it down. Sometime he wouldn't wait all night, just keep picking.
Mm-hmm.
Wait at night, get the sun down, we'd weigh up, put in the cotton out, lock it up.
Did y'all have a cotton house on your land here?
Yeah, I had 4 or 5 of
them. How much land did you have?
That was 200 acres.
That's pretty big.
Sometimes we'd have tote it for him at that road out, y'all. Across the field. We'd carry the baskets out to where we was picking, the end of the road, and then night come, we tote it up to the cutting house, and put it in the cutting house.
How big were the baskets?
Some of them would hold 100 pounds. Some of them would hold 60, 80, all on that different size. We had some would hold 120 pounds. We never did make them that big because it's too heavy to tow.
Mm-hmm.
Always made them for feed baskets. Hold about a third of a bushel of corn. Well, about half will carry the hogs on the outside then.
Mm-hmm.
We throw it out. They'd come up on the outside then carry hot down. Throw it out to them, let eat it.
You didn't have to fence your hogs in?
Yes, they run outside. We had a rail fence all around the field. Water gaps, they couldn't get in the woods, they run in the woods.
Uh-huh. How was the water gap? What was that?
They'd make a pole, a plank, or put it up. So if it rained, it would raise it up, push it up, and then when the water went down, it'd go back. Some of them call them water gates, and some of them call them water gaps. Some of them make them out of different things. I see Norman Alexander.